we are speaking of schools, welcome aboard to this weekly podcast coming from South Carolina's Department of Education. My name is Doug Keel. Today, we're going to be talking about a couple of things that will be coming up in September. One of those being the period of registration for recertification courses through SCETV. We'll be giving you information about that and also a little bit about some of the courses that are available. And we'll be talking with Barbara Irvin from Lander University. They've got a summit on Montessori education and several interesting keynoters and some workshops that anyone who is certified in Montessori education or interested in Montessori education certainly wants to hear what Barbara has to say. So that's the lineup. As we said, it's from South Carolina's Department of Education, and we're glad you're here. We're speaking of schools. Well, get set and check out courses now and register for the Fall ETV Teacher Recertification Session. The session runs September 22nd through December 1st. Check out the courses in language arts, science, social studies, mathematics, the arts, safe schools, bullying, and health nutrition courses as well. ETV Teacher Recertification offers over 50 courses that earn 20 renewal credits each. Now, no graduate credit is given, but the courses are approved for South Carolina teachers by the South Carolina Department of Education, facilitated online. They are self-paced, and you can check out the courses at scetv.org/education/recertification. Natural History in and Out of the Classroom with Rudy Mankey is one of the courses. It'll begin September 22nd, will end December 5th with a face-to-face final class meeting with Rudy. You can earn 60 renewal credits while learning how to integrate engaging natural history content into any curriculum. Registration for Natural History in and Out of the Classroom with Rudy Mankey is limited to 25 participants. Once again, no graduate credit is given for this, but information is available at the website we'll be giving you once again momentarily. So whether you want the experience of learning from Rudy Mankey, or if you need professional development and teaching reading for K-2 or 3 through 5, if you seek to learn more about the rich South Carolina history that we have or want to be inspired by hearing from some of our finest South Carolina teachers and visiting their classrooms, hey, the courses are for you. Plus, you can check out Safe Schools, Bullying and Cyber Safety, as well as Math Strategies and Resources courses as well, and their new courses planned, including a Literary Tour of South Carolina, Series Number 3. Once again, the website for you to go to for information on all of these courses is scetv.org/education/recertification. Or you can call 1-888-761-8132 or 803-737-3245. ETV recertification courses for teachers, registration beginning September 1st. Educators across South Carolina are invited to join the folks at Lander University. September 11th is the date. It's a summit on Montessori education in South Carolina's public schools. Today on Speaking of Schools, we're going to learn a little more about that. Barbara Irvin is director of Montessori's teacher education program at Lander University. She joins us here on Speaking of Schools. And Barbara, great to hear from you.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You have planned quite a workshop here. It's going to be all day September the 11th there at the University in Greenwood. And I know you've got introductory remarks by Superintendent Molly Spearman, our State Superintendent of Education, who certainly is a believer in Montessori education, one of the many school choice options that we have in public schools in South Carolina. And let's take a minute or two now for Barbara Irvin to tell us a little bit about the Montessori education in South Carolina's public schools. First of all, from the standpoint of you folks there at Lander University, you have a teacher education program there that is molded around Montessori education.
Well, here at Lander, we do offer a program, leaving the certification in one of three different levels, either the preschool level, ages 3 to 6, the lower elementary, ages 6 to 9, or grades 1 to 3, and then the upper elementary, which is includes grades 4 through 6. And so we have teachers who come in one of those three different certification concentrations and not only take academic coursework, but then complete a practicum where they're having supervision from Lander faculty as they embark on their first year of a Montessori teaching.
So do I hear you saying then that the Montessori education, teacher education program at Lander differs substantially from the regular teacher education program there at the university?
It does. Most of our coursework is delivered at the graduate level, so many of our teachers already hold teaching certification, or at least a four-year degree. So when they come in, they're specifically learning about Montessori teacher education, all the different materials, and how to implement that on a very individualized basis with children.
And, of course, we're seeing Montessori education continuing to grow in public education in South Carolina.
It is. It is now in 41 different school districts across the state, and well over 6,000 children in South Carolina are enrolled in public Montessori classrooms.
Well, I knew it was popular, but I did not know to that extent. We're talking with Barbara Irvin, who's director of the Montessori Teacher Education Program at Lander, and we started out talking about this summit on Montessori education that we have in coming to Lander on September 11th and kind of departed from that topic, and I think we were talking about Molly Spearman is going to be giving welcoming remarks. Why don't you give us a little more background into this summit that's coming on September 11th, Barbara?
Well, I would like to just say that we're very excited that Ms. Spearman is going to be here. She is a Lander graduate, so Lander has a special place for her, and we are really excited that she's going to join us for this. Our other speakers include Dr. Brooke Colclasure, who is a lead researcher at the Riley Institute at Furman University. She has been conducting a five-year study on Montessori in South Carolina's public schools, which is funded by the Self Family Foundation. So they're in their third year of collecting data, and she's just going to give a few preliminary results and share some of the demographic data that they've collected in the first 3 years of the study. Our two keynote speakers are Dr. Keith Weitz-Carver and Dr. Jackie Cosentino. And they are both at the National Center for Montessori in the Public Sector, an organization that's based in the Washington, D.C. area and was founded by the American Montessori Society several years ago, specifically to support Montessori in the public schools across the U.S.
Well, that's a great lineup, and we wouldn't have a full conference if we didn't have some workshops, too, where teachers can have an opportunity to network and narrow in on the programs that they are most interested in. What are some of those workshops going to be like?
The workshops are going to be led by people who are actually in different schools across the state of South Carolina. So we are going to have a workshop on adolescent programs, because Montessori is kind of moving into the middle school level as a lot of districts are growing and expanding their programs. We're going to have a workshop on having three-year-olds full day in the Montessori program, because some school districts serve just fours and fives, but we want to encourage them to go ahead and take three-year-olds so they have that full age range. We're going to have a workshop on charter schools with two directors of very successful Montessori charter schools in the state. We're going to have one on maintaining the three-year age grouping in classrooms. So our thoughts were to take certain school districts that are doing one aspect of Montessori particularly well and to shine a light on them, to let them share their successes and how they are able to implement that certain aspect of Montessori.
Okay, well, those summit workshops certainly do sound interesting. Teachers in South Carolina certainly are certified in Montessori education, and part of their certification or their certification certainly is enabled by the program there at Lander University. What about the workshop that you have scheduled in teacher certification? What will be in that particular one?
Well, we're just going to explain to the public and to the school administrators how that works. South Carolina is one of the states that will recognize a Montessori credential from an accredited program, even if that teacher does not hold a public school certification that she or he gained through a traditional four-year teaching program. So a lot of people aren't really clear on what the process is for somebody who holds a degree and then gains Montessori certification to really acquire that special certification to teach in a public school. And so we want to just explain that process.
It sounds like a full day, a very interesting day. Let's get some ideas of times now. When are you going to start? Maybe where is it going to be held? How long is the day going to run? The different workshops, I presume, are in the afternoon after the keynote speeches from Dr. Whitescarver, Dr. Cosentino, as well as Dr. Culklazer in the morning portion of it. Fill us in on those times and locations there on the campus at Lander.
The main part of the workshop in the morning is going to be held at Lander's Cultural Center, our large auditorium. We begin at 9. Prior to that, there are going to be coffee and refreshments available to people as they arrive. We will go until 12:30 with a break in between the keynote speakers. At that which time there is lunch, so all participants will have lunch on campus. And the workshop breakouts begin at 1:40 and continue until 4. And then we're going to have a kind of a wrap-up session and end at 4:30.
And participants will have an opportunity for two or three of the workshops in the afternoon?
Yes, two different workshops. They'll be repeated so participants can have a choice of which workshops they want to attend.
Well, it sounds like a great day. It really does. A summit on Montessori education in South Carolina's public schools coming up September the 11th, and it's going to be, of course, on the campus at Lander University in Greenwood. That is a Friday, September the 11th, the Friday after Labor Day. And folks that want to attend or interested in attending, how can they get more information about this 2015 summit, Barbara?
Well, we do have information at Lander's homepage, which is www.lander.edu. So if they click there, they can find the schedule and all the information they would need.
Lander.edu. There's a link there to the homepage for the summit that's coming up on September 11th. Barbara, we do appreciate this. Good news coming out of Lander University. Always enjoy talking with you folks there. And the Summit on Montessori Education in South Carolina's Public Schools coming up on Friday, September 11th. We thank you for your time. Appreciate you being with us on Speaking of School.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thanks, Barbara. We know that you'll have a very successful summit there. Sounds like a great day on the Lander campus. That's coming up on September 11th. And also want to make sure that you remember that registration begins September 1st for recertification courses available to teachers through South Carolina Educational Television. This podcast is a weekly feature of South Carolina's Department of Education, and it's available here at this website. We have a new podcast for you each week and hope that you'll be with us to learn more about what's going on in education circles in South Carolina. I'm Doug Keel, and speaking on behalf of South Carolina's Department of Education, thank you for the pleasure of your company and for being with us on today's Speaking of Schools.